Hi everyone, can you hear me?
We can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Perfect.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good, enjoying the sunshine. How is it down in DC?
Is nice. I feel like we're alternating. It's like 80 degrees this week. Last week was 60, and the week before that was 80. So we have a little pattern going on.
Next week it's going to swing right back if it's anything like up here, so.
That's what it seems like, yes.
Okay. See you later, maybe. It's cool.
Yay, it's so pretty out. I like to look
Two
at
more
it.
minutes.
I know I like to look at it as long as I can. It's beautiful. Yeah. If you want to be in the kayak instead of here, but I'll still pretend. Keeping in mind, good ones. Don't know what it is. This one's probably. I mean, that's great. Yeah, some good buffalo on some shoes.
Yeah, the meatless one is red pepper hummus with
Oh,
mozzarella cheese.
thank you.
Welcome.
Hey, I did not eat lunch. I was quite looking forward to this moment. So, as often as
Well, fruit to get your blood sugar up.
not good at it. I was just telling my doctor to eat, and I was like, but I know you know I'm a hypocrite, so I'm much more.
Have plenty of time to find that out.
Go so fast. No, she was in Paris and we were doing WhatsApp. But of course she's eating, she's in Paris.
Hope so. That by itself would be enough for me.
I know, right? I'd be so happy.
Probably found parked in the first place that I found 3 days later. Get out and see the sights.
Unfortunately, she has a lot of classes.
Okay, everyone.
Sorry about that. I'm just going to give it about 5 more minutes, and then I'm going to call the meeting to order. Did everyone have a nice weekend?
I think so. How about you, Shelby?
It was a busy weekend for me. I have a few papers due this week for my classes, so I spent the bulk of the time working on that.
I'll be honest with you, I was just telling Adam about how I just moved into a new house over the weekend, so I know that there was like 72 hours or so that went by, but I can't tell you where I was or...
Some stuff got done, but it's all a blur.
Well, congratulations on that. That's really exciting.
It is.
Oh,
it is. Sorry.
How was the move?
About as good as could be hoped for.
Now the unpacking is in full swing. Exciting. Ian.
It's a prayer for my computer. They get out of school by 11:20.
Wow, that's early. Okay.
Same place.
Okay, everyone. It is now 4:50, and I'm officially calling this meeting to order. I don't have my gavel with me, but I'm banging it metaphorically. The first item on our agenda is the roll call.
Okay.
Okay.
1 second, everybody.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Oh, sorry. 1 second, everybody. There we go. All right. Marcy Benda?
Here.
Ari Broad? Erica Crawley?
Here.
Eve DeRosa? Deborah Dinner?
Just in time.
Perfect. Andrea Hamlin-Mott?
I'm here.
And I see Eve just entered as well. Mikel Heaney? Ian Houston?
Here.
Jeremy Cruiser?
Present.
Patrick Keel. William Matthews.
Here.
Margaret McEntee.
Here.
Beth Millis.
Here.
Beth, please tell me one more time.
Nice. Millis, it's okay.
Millis.
Good with it. Millis.
Millis, thank you.
Whatever it is, it's good.
It'll stay. Claire Ting. Jana Van Houten.
Here.
Adam Vinson.
Here.
Jamal Wallen.
Here.
And Shelby Williams.
Present. Thank you so much, Eric, for that. The next item on our agenda is our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayagono's possession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayagono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Thank you so much for that, everyone. Okay. Now I'm going to open the floor to any potential late additions to the agenda. Going once, going twice. Okay, seeing none, we are going to progress to the next section on our agenda, which is approval of the minutes from the September 19th meeting. If you all have not yet had an opportunity to review those minutes, please take the time now. I believe that they have been uploaded to the box. They are also hyperlinked in the email you all received with the agenda for this week. So I'm just going to take a moment for you all to review that, and then I would welcome any motions to approve or amend. Marcy?
Yep, just one correction. I was not at the last meeting, but I'm not listed as either there or not. So just that one correction that I saw.
Okay, would you like to make a motion to add you to the, what is that, the members absent section?
Yes, please.
Second.
And thank you, was that by unanimous consent? Okay, I'll take that as yes. Certainly. Any other motions to amend or approve?
Motion to approve the meeting minutes by unanimous consent.
Second.
Thank you. So it has been moved and properly seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from the September 19th meeting. Moving on through our agenda, we are now in open forum. If any community members or other members of the UA voting body have any concerns they'd like to address at the moment or just points of information they'd like to make, I welcome that now. Okay, seeing nothing, I'm going to close open forum and progress to business of the day. We have two agenda items here. The first is the 2024 child care grant with an application deadline of, I believe that's next Friday. Are there any community members who have, excuse me, voting members in the body who have anything to add with regard to this?
Incredible benefit.
Vice Chair Crawley, you're recognized.
I just wanted to provide some context as to what it is for those who may not know. Cornell's Child Care Grant provides financial assistance to faculty and staff for child care expenses that allow you or your spouse or partner to work or seek work in lieu of having to care for your child on your own. So that is open to benefits eligible faculty and staff.
Thank you so much for that. Moving on, we have the UA committee first meeting coordination. RA Broad sent many emails to committee members this past, it was either weekend or yesterday, I don't recall at the moment. So if you did receive those emails, please ensure that you're being responsive so you all can get a meeting on the books. It's October now, I'd love to get started with all of that. Does anyone else have anything to add in this moment with regard to the committees? Any questions, concerns? Okay, seeing nothing, we're going to progress to our assembly reports. I know that President Keel is not able to attend today's meeting. He informed me ahead of time, but are there any representatives from the student assembly who have any status updates or anything they'd like to share with the body at this time?
Honestly, we don't have too much to report. Last Thursday, the president of the university and Vice President Lombardi visited us and mostly talked about environmental initiatives that the university is working on, as well as sort of the theme year, and answered some of the questions that we had. We've also passed a few resolutions involving funding for various clubs, and there were a few other minor bills that I just can't remember at the current moment. I suppose that in 2 weeks' time, Patrick or Claire will be here to talk with you about them.
Yeah, we passed some resolutions in terms of, well, I'm ex officio, but they passed some resolutions in terms of like funding. And then there was a resolution. Related to sexual assault, Origin Campus, to kind of take initiative and push out the resources. And as Adam said, the president and Vice President Lombardi came, they gave some announcements and attempted to answer some questions. Basically just business as usual over there.
We also passed some internal resolutions on communications. That's about it. That's everything that I can think of, at least.
Thank you so much, Adam and Jamal, for your contributions. I appreciate it, especially since President Keel is not here. Our next assembly report will come from the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. We had our third GPSA assembly meeting yesterday, and we passed our first two resolutions, which included a document change for our funding guidelines for clubs and organizations. It took us a little while to get down to a version that we liked because we are changing now to be joining campus groups with kind of a university-wide club and organization setup. So we needed to update our FC funding guidelines for that, and that was approved. And we also approved our internal budget for the year, which was exciting. I think that is most of it for us. I just wanted to make sure we did have one additional person volunteer to be on the Codes and Judicial Committee. I think Andy talked with you, Eric, but I just wanted to make sure that that person got added to the list.
That was
Anurag.
Remember his name. I'm not sure if we added him to everything yet, but he is, it's in the process.
Okay, I just wanted to double check on that, but that's it from us.
Thank you so much for that. It's appreciated. Okay, so the next assembly report will come from the Employee Assembly.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. So we met on the 20th of September and passed two resolutions. Resolution number two is we adopted this year's operating budget. And the third resolution, we made some updates to the Employee Assembly Awards. It basically reflects more appropriately the university values and better aligns with the eligibility criteria and scoring of the President's Award for Excellence. So we passed those two. This week we're actually meeting tomorrow, and we'll plan on reviewing some open committee seats that we still have. And then on October 18th, we're looking forward to President Pollack and Christine Lovely joining our meeting, and we're coming up with some good topics for conversation. And that is about it at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that report. I appreciate it. Okay, and the final assembly report will come from the Faculty Senate.
Hello, everyone. The Faculty Senate typically meets just once a month, so this is the off period, but we are bringing the Research Integrity Officer, Chief Research Integrity Officer, to the Senate in 2 weeks to discuss research integrity procedures. This is something that used to sit in the Dean of Faculty Office and has now been professionalized and is in the Vice President of Research and Innovation Office. And so this is something we want to just inform the Senate, let them know the procedures and how things work now. And so that's one thing that I know will be on the agenda.
Thank you very much for that. Many of the committees have not yet met, so I recognize that this next section of our agenda might be somewhat sparse, but first, the report from the Executive Committee. Vice Chair Crawley, are you able to lead that?
Sure can. So we met as an executive committee, and we discussed getting all of our committees to meet, right? Trying to get everyone to establish their first meeting to choose a chair and discussed agenda items. We're also looking to gather again to discuss more things that we can try to bring to UA meetings.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Okay. Assuming no one from Campus Codes, Campus Welfare, or Site has anything to share at this time, if I'm mistaken, please indicate. But before we take motions to adjourn, I'd just like to make an announcement. It is the fourth meeting, if I'm not mistaken, of the calendar year. And so I welcome any resolution ideas that you all have to the floor. I think, you know, it's very powerful when the university assembly is able to pass resolutions, because this is a conglomeration of all factions of our campus. Factions not in a negative way, but indicating that there's a lot of strength in the statements that we release. And so if you all are passing resolutions in your own constituent assemblies that you think are noteworthy and really could be impactful if reinforced by the university assembly, please don't hesitate to reach out. I will say that as per our governing documents, the resolutions that are introduced here are not voted on in the same meetings. And since we do meet every other week, it does take some time for resolutions to get through. So I would really love to see any ideas you all have by our next meeting. That's 2 weeks from now. I know you certainly will be voting on things and drafting ideas. So please don't hesitate to reach out in that regard. Just anecdotally, I know last year I served on both student assembly and university assembly, and there were a number of resolutions that I introduced personally on the student assembly that we then passed on UA. And I feel like it sends a very strong message. So keep that in mind as you guys go back to your constituent assemblies. With that being said, I would welcome motions to adjourn at this time.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
A second.
Was that by unanimous consent?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, everyone, good meeting today. Meeting adjourned.
I know.